Time now for your letters. First, a correction. Our recent story about the closure of 7 of the Katharine Gibbs schools said that the 2 remaining campuses in Millville, New York, and Vienna, Virginia, will close by the end of the year unless they find a buyer. That's wrong, says Lynn Baker, Vice President of Communications for Career Education, Inc., which owns the Katharine Gibbs schools. Ms. Baker says they have no plans to shut down the 2 remaining branches, but are seeking approval to convert those schools to Sanford Brown schools focusing on healthcare education. Our apologies for that mistake. Now to Postum. Kraft Foods' decision to shut down the production of that grain-based coffee substitute after 100 frothy years prompted many mournful listeners to share their favorite Postum memories. Sondra Daly of Billings, Montana, wrote, "As a child, I remember taking the train from Montana to the West Coast. Postum was served in a little silver teapot. I always felt so grown up when I traveled and got to order Postum." Andrea Iskrow of Rochester, Minnesota, told us, "When I was a child, my dad drank a cup of warm Postum every morning before heading off to work. Although I personally was not a huge fan of Postum, I will miss seeing a jar of it in my parents' kitchen and the smell of it to remind me of simpler times." Several others hastened to inform us that there are several imported products similar to Postum, including, get a pencil now, Roma, Cafix, and Piro. Neil Hicks of Columbus, Ohio, had only this thought: "I can't believe you resisted a pun involving Postum Partum Depression, opportunity lost." To our benefit, Mr. Hicks. Finally, so many people wrote to thank us for our interview with Van Cliber. David Byrd of Manassas, Virginia, said, "As one who sat at the piano and felt more like I was at war with it than enjoying it, Cliburn's comments about the difference between practice and performing were encouraging. It was great to hear that even a master still struggles with the same thing as the rest of us." Aubrey Marin of East Lansing, Michigan, told us about the time that she and a friend went to hear Mr. Cliburn perform when she was in high school, wearing jeans and T-shirts. At the backstage reception afterwards, Miss Marin writes, "A woman saw us and began to stride toward us, I'm sure intending to throw us out. Mr. Cliburn saw this, and he interrupted the conversation he was in and strode to us just as she did. He greeted us as if we were old friends. 'I'm so glad to see you. I'm so grateful you were able to be here tonight.' The woman backed away, and he continued talking to us for several more minutes, asking questions about ourselves, what instruments we played, and encouraging us to keep playing music in any way that inspired us. I will never forget how kind and gracious he was and how welcome he made us feel that evening." Cherry Williamson of San Diego says that she has just one wish: to have Mr. Cliburn for a neighbor in attached housing with the flimsy barrier wall. We welcome your wishes and comments. Just come to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us. This is NPR News.